Just a short month and a half away is Rhododendron Festival, and part of Rhododendron Festival is the Rhodie Court. Now, the Rhodie Court's going to be a full week before. The coronation's going to be a full week before Rhododendron Festival. Normally, it's done the Wednesday or Thursday before, but this week we're giving it a whole week, and I think that's so that the princesses and princes can have a little bit more time to kind of hang out in town and get to know people. Joining me today are Jillian and Lucian, and how are both of you?
Doing pretty good.
Doing pretty good, yeah.
Well, Jillian, give me your full name.
Well, my name is Jillian Norton.
And are you a longtime resident, or are you a transplant, or tell me a little bit about yourself.
I was born here. I've been here forever.
So you started school here at Sayusaw Schools and came your way up.
Yep.
Cool. And what are your ambitions for post-high school? What do you want to do after that?
Well, this upcoming fall, I'm attending Western Oregon University. And I'm going to do their health and exercise program. I'm hoping to go into the sports medicine or chiropractic medicine in the future.
Oh, cool. Great field. Lucian, what about you? What's your full name?
My full name is Lucian Murphy.
And are you a longtime resident?
No, actually, I moved here in eighth grade.
Okay. Where did you come from?
I came from a small town near Bakersfield in California.
Oh, cool.
Tehachapi.
Oh, all right. That's so you're in California. Were you born there?
Yeah, I was born there.
Okay, cool. And your parents moved up here, obviously.
Yeah.
So what about your after high school hopes and dreams?
This coming fall, I'm going to the University of Oregon to get a degree in computer sciences and technology.
Oh, yeah. That's great stuff. You're never going to be without a job in that field, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask, how do you think about this? What do you feel about this new AI, the Chat GPT and stuff like that?
I feel like it can be a useful tool for sure, but like,
can it be scary too at the same time?
Yeah, it can definitely be scary, especially with all the stuff that they've been coming out with. It's a little terrifying.
Yeah, I've been using it a little bit to figure out how to fix my roof on my house, and it's really great. It gives you really detailed information on that stuff, so that's pretty cool. That's the good part of it.
Yeah, that's the good part.
So, Jillian, what's it like being on the Rhododendron Court? What have you experienced so far?
It's honestly, it's very fun. I have never been so part of the community before, and I get to know more about our community being on the Rhodie Court. It's like we go to an event and you don't know what's going to happen, but it's like always something so good and so fun, and I get to meet so many people that like know me before like I know them, and it's kind of like interesting, but it's really fun.
So basically, you've been really focused on school for 12 years, and you hadn't really got out and done a lot of the maybe touristy things or social things that some of the folks do when they come here.
Yeah, like I've never been to the Hobbit Trail until like last year. But yeah, we get to experience like something new in my town that I've lived in forever. I think it's pretty cool that I get to do this.
Lucian, what about you as one of the princes? What do you like about the experience?
I mean, I like just about everything. We get to go around and help out the community. We get to meet new people that I would have never gotten to meet had I not joined the Rhodie Court. And it's just a wonderful experience. All the people are super nice. Our mentors are amazing people. And it's just, I have a blast.
Now, Jillian, do you get to interact with the junior court so far? Have you done that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like all the junior court like events, too. I try to make it to every single one.
Do you have a specific junior princess that is associated with you or that is like sort of your mentor for?
Yeah, me and Lucian, we have a junior princess. Her name is Lincoln, the junior princess from Mapleton.
Okay, she's from Mapleton. Cool. Now, what comes up next for you? I mean, like, say the week before Rhododendron Festival, the week before the coronation, what kind of things are planned or what kind of things do you have responsibilities for?
What I know so far is that the week before Rhodie coronation and all that stuff is that we're going to have like an entire week of just practicing what the coronation is going to look like, making sure everything is like perfect for the 116th year of this.
Now, Lucian, everyone does sort of a talent or something like that. What are you going to be doing for the coronation?
I'm going to be doing a fun little monologue. It's about the first time I fell in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's as a senior, that's have you been writing this all along or is it something you've already written?
I just finished like getting all my finishing touches done and I hope that it's
Is it fun. Intended to be romantic and humorous or is it intended to be serious?
It's intended to be humorous.
Okay, well, that's good. What about you, Jillian? What are you going to do?
I am going to duel with lightsabers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
By yourself?
I will be with my older sister. She was on the court last year, and we thought it'd be a little fun mix-up if she came back on stage, and we've been just practicing a while with lightsabers.
Well, that sounds really cool. I guess that's, Star Wars is a big thing, so it's no wonder. Well, that's great. Great to meet both of you, and hope you have a wonderful time doing this. You know, these are going to be great memories. You look back one day and say, wow, that was really cool. Maybe you didn't know that coming into it. Maybe you didn't know how you'd feel about it. But I guarantee you, looking back, you're going to enjoy all this. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Another couple of members from the rhododendron court is Tristan Stewart, Mary Jo Fontenot, and they are joining me now. And good day to both of you.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
So let's talk about a little bit about where you're from. Are either of you born here? Both of you born here? Neither?
No.
I'm not.
No? Where are you from, Tristan?
I was originally born in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
And I moved around a lot, so.
All right.
Mapleton is kind of my forever home now, so okay. I kind of like that.
Very cool. Mary Jo?
I was born in Louisiana.
Louisiana. How did you get out here from Louisiana?
So my parents had family here, and they had previously lived here before, so we just moved up here for, like, the experience. And I moved here about 4 years ago, I want to say. So
how was Louisiana?
Hot.
Was it hot and sticky?
Yeah.
Were you down by the coastline, or were you up northern?
Kind of central.
Central?
Yeah.
Like, let me see. No, I'm not. That's Louisiana. Shreveport is Mississippi, right?
No,
Shreveport is Louisiana.
Yeah.
So were you in that neighborhood? Or?
I was in Leesville.
Leesville?
Yeah.
Okay. I lived a lot of years down in the south. That's why I was curious. So, but mainly the Carolinas, not kind of that area. But so what's this experience been like so far, Tristan?
It's pretty fun. I mean, I kind of know, everybody on the rodeo court, past experience. I kind of know Mary Jo, so it's kind of great to see some old faces and some old friends on it. So it's kind of great.
What kind of things have you been up to since you started this?
We've mainly been kind of just prepping for, like, the big stuff. Like, we've been doing our speeches, just some interviews, working on our talents, and then we had, like, this etiquette dinner that we did. So that was fun. Food was great.
Did you know which side the fork and knife went on? And
I came in like a newborn baby, did not know anything at first, and then they showed me, and then I kind of got the hang of it, and it was really fun because started up a conversation with a great friend of mine, Caleb, and then Kay, I think her name was Kate, right?
Kay.
I started up a great conversation with her, and it's really fun.
All right. Mary Jo, how about your experience so far?
It's been pretty fun. I got to go to the state capitol. Never been there.
Really?
So it was really fun seeing all the... I like the shiny statue. It was really cool.
Did you get to go in, like, for a session of the...
Yeah.
Yeah? And what kind of things were they discussing when you were there?
A lot. They talked so fast. I could barely understand them.
Yeah.
There was a couple things, like the fish things. What was it?
I think it was, like, fish and wildlife where there was a salmon species that they were trying to protect. So,
right, so cutting down, where they probably when they were getting ready to close the fishing for the season, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the experience been for you?
It's been fun. A little stress has been, like, crawling up my back since we've only got, like, a month till the actual rodeo and stuff, but it's been fun mostly, so.
Now, part of the coronation process is a talent section of that. What are you going to be doing for the talent section?
So, I've had to change mine a couple times, but I'm now doing a cheer routine. So, and I'm making it into roadie. So, my cheer will be a roadie cheer. So,
are you on the cheer team at Sayusa?
Yes.
Okay. And you've been there for all 4 years or no?
Just one.
Just 1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah. This last year, someone said, hey, come on. Is that what happened? Or
no. Yeah. I was like, I'll do this. I was talking to my friend, and we decided if I would do soccer with her, if she would do cheer with me, and then she bailed on me. So I
but
just
you still
ended
did soccer.
It. No,
no, you didn't. Oh, no. Okay. But you did another sport though. Did you play basketball?
Basketball.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. All right. What about your talent? What are you going to do?
I don't want to give too much away because it's a great song, but I'm going to be singing for everybody.
Okay.
So,
but you don't want to tell what the song is?
No, because it's going to be a special one for everybody.
Oh. Is it something current or something old?
Very old. It's a classic. Everybody will know it.
Well, when you say very old and classic now, is it older than me? Or is it like 90s classic?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I have an idea. I'm I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I mean, you're going probably back to 90. So
yeah, you'll probably know it.
Cool. So what's next for you guys?
Next, I think, is just more of just practicing our talents and just kind of getting prepped for the coronation and all that.
All right.
We get to practice on stage.
Yeah. So. All right. Now, this is obviously senior year. What are your plans for post Sisla High School?
I'm going to Western Oregon in the fall. I'm going to be a teacher, hopefully teaching at Sisla.
So. Oh, that's cool. So come back and pay back.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take over for Mr. McNeil.
Oh, okay.
When he retires.
There you go. That's a good goal there. Tristan, what about you?
Kind of doors are just open. I do want to go to college. Definitely want to try to do that. Probably major in business so I can kind of set my foot in the right door. And I do want to open up my own restaurant. So if I have business experience, then it'll kind of set me in that right direction.
So you have a culinary desire?
Yes, yeah. I do have a culinary. I took 1 year of culinary, fell in love with it, and just loved cooking ever since because I grew up with it. My family cooks.
Has anybody in your family owned a restaurant?
No, not that I know of. But I do know a lot of my family have worked in restaurants, and my grandma and her past, her late sister, they thought about opening up a restaurant, like a cafe together, so it was really going to be fun.
Well, I will tell you, it's a lot of work because I grew up in that business. My parents, when I was 2 years old, bought their first restaurant, and they've had several when I was growing up. But it's a lot, very rewarding, and it's if you're going to do it, you better own it. That's all I got to say about it.
Definitely.
That's the best way to make it successful. Is being the owner there. Well, thank you both for coming in. It was enjoyable meeting both of you in person. I've seen you play, and I've seen your stats on basketball and stuff like that. So I kind of know you guys, but I never really got to meet you. So Congratulations on the Rhodey Court.
Thank you.
Cross your fingers. Maybe one of you will be the king and queen.
Definitely be me. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All righty.
My next two that are joining me from the Rhododendron Court are Caleb Lewis and Aaron Morgan. How are you both doing today?
Splendid.
Fantastic.
Cool. Now, you can't see Aaron, but Aaron is dressed up for SpongeBob the Musical. Now, tell me a little bit about that before we get to the other.
Oh, it's amazing. We just did an outreach performance today at the memory care place down by the high school, and that went really well. Everybody in the cast is just so talented, and it's such a big production. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. We have half the set loaded in, and it's already looking so good.
Very cool. So tell me about yourself, Aaron. Are you a lifer here for Florence? Were you born and raised here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've obviously gone through the 12 years of school there, and you're getting ready to graduate.
Oh, yeah.
What is the area you'd like to do next as far as post-high school?
I'm going to go to LCC for 2 years and get my prerequisites, and then I'm going to go to Western Oregon University for a teaching degree.
Okay.
I want to teach special education at the elementary level.
Awesome. So no full-time theater thing for you in the future?
Maybe if I get a little tired with elementary schoolers and I want to do some middle school. I've toyed with the idea of like starting up a drama program at like a school that wouldn't have one, thought about it. But I think that because my interest lies with special education, I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. Might be a little bit challenging, but not impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Caleb, what about you? Are you a lifer here as well?
Yeah, Mapleton, but... You've been here, born and raised.
Yeah, well, I mean, the area. Yeah. Obviously, you're not from, like, California, which, you know, or Washington or the East Coast. Sometimes you hear that. So, born and raised. Born and raised here from the area. So tell me a little bit about your high school experience.
Well, I actually was homeschooled up until middle school and then went to Mapleton. But high school's been really good in Mapleton. It's different being, having 40 high schoolers on a good year.
Yeah,
but I really like it. It's kind of like a big community to me, so it's fun. And then COVID being, missing a year or two,
yeah.
But overall, it was nice.
So being in a smaller school like that, I mean, is there a lot of camaraderie, or is there still some more competition there amongst the senior students?
It there's not as much because. Kind of each senior has their own little thing, like doing and stuff. So there's not much of like if you want to do one thing, there's not a lot of other seniors that you're fighting for. Like only three of us, Mapletonians, ran for Rhodey Court. So there was like, it was mainly fighting against Sisla kids.
And two of you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mapletonians.
Yeah,
it's Mapletonians.
I love
that.
So how has the experience been for you so far, the Rhododendron Court experience?
It's been great. I really loved, not too long ago, we went to State Capitol. And that was really fun for me because I love government. So I got to, you know, meet some of the government, and I've been actually working on getting an internship eventually there outside of the Rota Court. So that helped me get my foot in the door for possibly doing that.
So is that what you want to do when high school's over? You want to go into a career in politics?
Yeah, I never thought that was an option. You know, just being a small town, you know, kid from the middle of nowhere. But after going to state capitol and realizing that's how a lot of people started, there's actually more of that than you think. That was always something. I love politics and I love being able to like represent people. And my original thought before was being a lawyer, so I could represent people that way. But I realized I have a chance to get into politics, and I feel like with my some of my speaking abilities and what I want to do, that would be great. Hmm. So that's kind of my long-term goal.
Right. So we got a politician and a teacher. That's a couple of good things. Erin, how has your experience been with the Rota Court?
I love it. I really like it. I like going out and I like public speaking. I really like learning things that teach me how to just be a better functioning member of society. And we did stuff like etiquette dinners. We've done stuff like we've had lessons on how to shake hands and stuff like that. So
shake hands looking straight in the eye kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like firmer. And it's like, I have small hands. I'm sorry. but stuff like that has just been really good for me too, because I have a hard time reading social cues and stuff like that. I'm in the process of being diagnosed with autism. So it's like getting to do all these things and getting to do all these things and like learning how to like
interact.
Yeah. And be a part of all these like things bigger than me is really helpful for me.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like you've got the social cues things down here anyway today. So, I mean, at least that's a good thing. So now each of you is going to do a special thing for the coronation. Mm-hmm. Caleb, let's start with you. What are you going to do?
I'm just playing a song on the guitar.
Okay.
With some background music in it, so it's not just a guitar, but that's kind of my big shtick.
Okay. Is it classical guitar or a traditional acoustic, or is it electric?
It's an electric acoustic, so it sounds the same as an acoustic, just that way it's louder.
Amplified,
so you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's acoustic. That's okay. What I mainly run with.
I thought maybe you'd do a catgut, like classical kind of thing there. That.
I mean, I could try, but not my specialty.
Right. Erin, what are you going to do for yours?
I'm doing like a jazz hip hop hybrid dance to Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And mine's a little bit more elaborate. I have lots of tech involved because I obviously have a background in theater. So I have a giant door prop. I'm going to have fog machines. It's going to be super cool.
So we're going to have to wait till you all get set up. Are you going to go first since so we don't have to wait? Or
I hope not. I've never danced by myself.
You don't want to be the first one?
Yeah, I've never danced by myself on stage before. So this is kind of like I've done lots of singing stuff. Like right. I went to Europe last summer for like a choir thing. So everybody knows that I can sing. So I was like, I want to dance because nobody knows that I dance. And I was like, why did I do this? I'm so scared.
I know how you feel. I get asked to do things every now and then, like go sing somewhere. And I'll be, oh, okay, I'll do it. And then it starts getting to the date. And I'm like, why did I agree to do this? You know,
yeah.
It's getting a little scary there. But hey, great meeting both of you. And thank you so much for dropping in today. And boy, I tell you what, good luck with the coronation there and everything and your futures and your success.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next princess and prince we have the pleasure of speaking with is Michaela Butchart and Ian Sissel. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing good. Ian?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
That's good. That's good. So let's start with you, Michaela. How has this experience been for you being a princess in the court?
Well, at first I wasn't sure about it, but as I got to know the people more and we got to bond together on our little trips, like the one to the Capitol, it's been really fun and it's like a little family.
So I'm guessing that not all the princesses knew each other before this, or maybe were familiar but like really didn't know each other?
We knew of each other. It's a pretty small school. Right. So we don't have many people in our grade, so we all knew each other, but we didn't hang out or really talk at all, and we found out how much we had in common, and it's really cool.
Ian, how about you? How has the experience been?
It's been a really positive one. There's not much to say other than that. I've really enjoyed my time with everybody and getting to learn new things, like our etiquette dinner. That was really fun. I had a good time.
So what kind of things did you learn at the etiquette dinner?
Well, I learned that, well, did you know, George, that when you are cutting up, like, your main course, you're only supposed to cut one or two pieces at a time? You know, I sit down, I'm cutting all of it, so I don't got to pick up my knife again.
Right.
But apparently that's bad manners.
Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And, Michaela, have you been here your whole life? Were you born and raised here?
Yep, I was born and raised here.
Okay, so have you done any traveling or things like that? Gotten out of town with your family or?
We do family vacations, but we've never moved. We've never even moved houses. We've
really?
Been in the same place the whole time.
Wow. So what does that look like then for after high school? What do you want to do with that?
I definitely want to move, want to change the scenery.
Are you planning on college or?
I'm planning to do online classes.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go to a physical college, and I want to be able to travel and have more time to work. So I am going to do online classes while I'm taking a break here.
So do you have an idea of what you want to do for a job?
Definitely getting into hospitality. I want to be an event coordinator.
Oh, cool. And you could probably even do some traveling with that if you get in with a big enough company.
Mm-hmm. That's another reason I want to do it.
Ian, how about you? You've been here your whole life?
Yeah, I have. All 18 years of it.
Yeah. And your plans for the fall or college?
Yep. I plan to go to either Pacific or Lewis and Clark, where I'm going to study law or business, maybe a bit of both, and play football.
Okay. Now, you mentioned to me before we went on the air that you were kind of weighing the differences between you liked the football program better at one school, but you liked the academic program better at the other. Mm-hmm. What's going to be your deciding factor?
Well, you have to think of it like this. You only have so much football, and what you study is going to set you up for the rest of your life. And you have to measure, maybe be a little bit satisfied with one object that's not going to last as long, but the one that is going to last longer, be more of a impactful thing for the rest of your life.
Sounds like you're going the academic route then.
Yeah.
A little bit that way?
Yep.
All right. That's good. That's a good thing. So we have the big inaugural, and there's going to be some talent. Michaela, what's your talent going to be?
I am doing a dance to Touch the Sky from Brave.
Oh, cool.
A little surprise at the beginning of the dance.
Surprise at the beginning? Is that someone joining you on stage?
Nope.
No, okay.
I guess you'll just have to go to the coronation
we'll
and find out.
Absolutely, we'll do that. Now, how about you?
I love the movie Brave, by the way.
Oh, well, good.
I plan to play the piano.
Okay.
Yeah,
I did not know you did that.
I know. Most people are shocked.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, fun fact,
okay.
we did piano lessons together since we were like 3 years old.
All right. Who's better? Oh, yeah?
Probably me because
he put in more work.
Playing.
I stopped.
Oh.
When
oh,
our piano
stopped.
Teacher moved, I stopped. He kept going with a different teacher.
Oh,
so.
Well, that's cool.
Two different teachers.
Well, you wore the other two out, huh?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, thank you both for coming in today. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to the coronation and seeing the special talent you guys got. And good luck to your futures.
Thank you, George. Thanks for having us.
Missing from the Rhodey Court interviews today was Sunshine Armour and Mr. Alex Goss. They're both under the weather, so weren't able to join us today. Maybe we can get them in the May edition of Our Town. That's our April edition of Our Town. Tune in next month for the May edition, which will be probably plenty of Rhodey information.